Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Hopefully, we can get you guys to turn off the cameras for a little while so we can actually have fun.
Yes! Do we think that strippers at a bachelor or bachelorette party are just always lead to bad things?
I don't think so in this case because the ladies put their masks back on.
If they come for me, then karma's a bitch.
I think she's digging holes. She feels weak.
Where's Hunter's pipe?
Nina and Hunter, it's Big Ed here. I'm looking for love.
How many girls is okay to date at once?
You can go out with three women at the same time.
Is that what you're doing? Oh my God, no! Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop, home of Hunter's two chest hairs.
Okay.
I'm glad you and the hairs decided to join us today.
There's more than that, just so everyone's
all right.
Aware.
We'll give you four. We'll give
Thank you.
Four.
Do you have chest hair, Tone?
Tone is back, by the way.
Tone is back, and Tone has wonderful chest hair.
Tone, you know, you're giving me a lot. You're giving me Malcolm X over there.
Well, come on now. Come on now.
Is this an audition I don't know about?
I'm here to bring people together.
Okay. All right, now we got to get into this Real Housewives of Atlanta mess. So this Sunday's new episode finally gets into the scandal surrounding Cynthia Bailey's bachelorette party. I don't know if you remember, but it was rumored that maybe a couple of ladies got a little too frisky with a stripper. And by frisky, I mean hooked up. And it turns out they did want the cameras off.
So the ladies want to know if you can come back. I don't know, it's just party.
Are they still
You know, it's cool.
All right, one more,
yeah. Okay. Bolo said he would come back out with you guys.
And then hopefully we can get you guys to turn off the cameras for a little while so we can actually have fun.
Yes!
We can't really have fun. There's cameras everywhere.
I don't know about those cameras.
Yes! I love it!
Night production!
Okay, so if you have been following this, you know that there has been a lot of controversy about what happened. Do we think that strippers at a bachelor or bachelorette party are just always lead to bad things?
I don't think so in this case because the ladies put their masks back on. So how could anything have happened if they were looking for a little bit of CDC safety?
Was that the dude with all the muscles?
Yeah,
that was him?
Muscles, yes.
That was him? Mm-mm. I'm not letting...
Yeah, that's the stripper who may have had an alleged... tryst with two of the ladies.
You know what? The muscles is one thing. When you get that the V, you can't trust the cameras off with the V.
Yeah.
You know
the
what I mean?
The gutters. Those are the gutters.
The gutters.
Do you guys have the D'Angelo How Does It Feels? Do you have those?
I do, but it's just my hip bones popping through. It's not like it's not muscle based.
That's not like a problem.
I am not a fan of male strippers. Like I am not. I would go to a female strip club, a male strip club to me. There's just something extra thirsty about it, something extra grimy. They work real hard for that money. It's just too much.
Do you want that in, like, hitting you in the face?
It just seems real oily and nice.
I don't even like when I go to strip clubs, I don't like a sweaty hitting me in the face.
Yeah.
You don't like a sweaty hitting you in the face? Oh, we are.
I don't want that glitter coming across my cheek. I'm sorry.
Tone and I are getting a call after this show. It is the first story.
Let's just move on. All right. It looks like Claire and Dale might be back on. I know we have discussed this before. So the bachelorette couple was just spotted out in Florida less than a month after their split. Let's not forget that he was accused of cheating, and then they both posted emotional messages. Remember, he posted all these like non-explanations. She was posting quotes about the universe and, you know, whatever. It doesn't look like they're holding hands or anything, but they seem okay. Like, apparently they went to a bar. They had a drink. Do we think this is a reconciliation for good?
The fact that they don't have their masks on means that they're
together.
They're doing something in which masks cannot protect.
Raw mouthing.
They're raw mouthing.
Yeah,
each
that's
other
the whole thing.
Raw mouthing. That means they back together. You raw mouthing people now. You together.
This is not, to me, I don't think that they're going to, this is not going to be a forever thing. I think this is a right now thing. It's still a pandemic, although they're not acting like it. But it is still, you know, it's still a weird time. So I think that they may connect for a little bit. I think they're going to split again. I don't think this is going to be a
forever
thing.
You're like, when two people make bad decisions together, that's a couple.
Yeah, agreed. But it's not going to be a forever thing. Dale is not ready to have babies and get married.
And Claire is still very ready to have babies and get married. So
exactly.
Babies.
There's quite an age difference. So she, you know, the time is, she has to kind of do this now. So I just don't know how this is going to work.
She might have young ovaries. I don't know
you
what
know,
I'm talking
she,
about.
She,
we should move
she
on.
She could. Let's move on. There's options out there, girl. Anyway, let's talk about someone else's ovaries. Larsa Pippen, shall we?
Yes.
they all over the... Them ovaries are for the streets, honey. All right. Now, she is opening up even more about her and the Kardashian drama and their fallout. So here's what she just told Jason Lee's Hollywood Unlocked podcast.
Being that you spent so much time with them, you've been their friend for how many years?
Long time, I don't know.
So, longer than they've known Travis.
Yeah, obviously.
But didn't it bother you that they didn't believe you over him?
Some people value men over friends, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, some people like value guys that they know they don't even have over real relationships because that's what they need.
I mean, what do you guys think about her saying that people value, you know, there's some people, women that value men over their friendships?
Like, for me, if someone, boyfriend, girlfriend, just a friend, whatever, ghosts you, like, that's worst case scenario. They just leave you in the dust. Don't keep talking about it on podcasts.
But they're the most, some of the most famous friends in the world.
Yeah, but all she's doing is getting a little bit of clout for herself, which is filling up her ego a little bit because it's a little hurt right now that she lost these people that she identified with. And, you know, this is really just a little bit of like a power struggle in her mind. You know, she feels weak.
Well, Dr. Phil, you put on a turtleneck and all of a sudden you analyze the people. Here we go.
Where's Hunter's pipe? Did he even pipe the...
Tone, do you think she should stop talking?
I think so. I think, you know, I've been through this situation where I was dating somebody and their friends wanted to bring them back. Because single women keep single women single. Dudes
that
do it too. Dudes, you didn't even let me finish. I was
going to
say
true.
Dudes do it too.
That is not true. I am single
I couldn't even finish.
No.
I couldn't even finish.
You know, because men always say that about single women, like we want to keep somebody single. I'm happy for my friends in a relationship. I would never come in between that.
You in... the 1%.
Oh, stop it.
As someone with the face of a man and the body of a young girl, I'd like to just squash this right now and say we're all equally f***ed up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's we all have to be a little bit more discerning with who we give our energy to. But I think with Larsa, I agree. She's hurt. Her face isn't moving. You know, she did all that work to look like Kim, and now Kim gone.
You know what make her feel better? A 26-year-old.
Are you 26?
I think her man is.
Oh, the NBA player that she's dating right now? Tones.
Anyway, shout out to Rihanna. She has officially joined the Billionaire Girls Club. According to Forbes, her lingerie line, Savage by Fenty, is now worth $1 billion.
Whoa.
Okay, how's that for inclusivity, okay? Now, is there any sexier line out right now? I think this has blown Victoria's Secret out of the water. I don't hear anybody ever saying they want Victoria's Secret. Everybody wants to be an ambassador. Everybody damn body is an ambassador for Savage by Fenty.
Yeah.
They have men's lingerie. Are you guys inspired to get in on this game?
Well, there
Look,
you go.
There's some boxers. Those are nice. Doing it for the thick ones. I like these boxers. Boxer briefs.
Your boys
like,
pop out.
This is what I love about Rihanna. She uses all shapes, all sizes. She got the thick man up in there. Everybody can imagine themselves in her clothes, and that's why it's doing so well.
Yeah.
She should make tearaway draws for men. That's what it should be. Tearaway draw. You got that for me. You can have it. tearaway draw. Tear like that's off.
How hard are your draws to take off that you say. Need them to tear what away?
Hey, sometimes you've been working out, your knees aren't the best. You know, sometimes you don't want to bend all the way down because you know that if it gets caught on the ankle or something, it can ruin
it's the
move.
You just want to
tear these off real quick and get to work.
It does. There is a problem. I will admit, you know, sometimes when the draws get to the bottom and you're doing this,
the
thing,
ankle move,
it's not sexy.
It's not
you know?
Sexy.
It's just you doing this, and she's like, come on. And then you're like, I'm working on it.
Wow.
I get the socks.
You guys have it so
it's
hard.
Caught on the socks.
So now you agree with the tearaway idea.
Yeah. I agree with the tearaway idea.
I'm not even mad if it snapped in the middle.
Like a bodysuit that women wear.
If it snaps, look, how sexy is this? Rip off with one hand.
We got to take a break. But 90 Day Fiancé fans, Big Ed is reaching out to Knightley Pop for help. Get ready. He is single, ready to mingle, probably ignoring Hunter's advice. We'll be right back.
Nina and Hunter, it's Big Ed here. How far can I go? Going for the kiss. What happens if I kiss her and I end up on the nose?
Bye. Thank you. You can't do that.
Help Big Ed find a date.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back with a new fan therapy submission. This week it's from 90 Day Fiancé, Big Ed.
Ooh.
Here we go. He has a few dating questions for us. We're going to hear him out.
Nina and Hunter, it's Big Ed here. Listen, I need some dating tips. For example, how far can I go on a first date?
Well, I think he's got to be a little cautious. You know, he's a superstar. And so you don't necessarily want to give it all up on the first date because someone could try and use that information against you.
That's true.
He should protect himself.
Protect himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's good to take your time. I think, you know, take your time, get to know people. What are you making that face for?
Because I was kidding, and it sounds like you're serious.
Yeah, he's trying to find love. I'm trying to help him. On average, how long should someone wait to have sex?
Should someone wait?
Yeah.
Or how long do we wait?
Okay. How long do you wait?
Usually the third or fourth drink.
I was really about to be impressed. I was like, the third or fourth date, Hunter, I'm so proud of you.
The moment I go, we both into this?
You guys are the absolute worst.
What about you, Nina?
Okay. Let's get back to the next question. Big Ed, please, take it away.
How many girls can I be dating at the same time? Is it 12, 24, 36? Give me a number. Give me a number that I can work with, okay? I appreciate that.
I really feel like this panel is not gonna get him.
Three.
Three?
Yeah, you can, is he sleep with all of them? No, you can go out with three women at the same time.
Is that what you're doing?
We're talking about Big Ed right now, Nina. We're talking about Big Ed right now.
I'm sorry. Hunter, how many are you dating right now?
I am dating none of them. I don't know what they think the situation is. No, I'm kidding. I think, you know, ideally, I think a lot of people, especially men, fall into this trap where they know what they should be doing, but instead they still want to be dating and they think that that's okay to do. It's not okay. You should be with one person until you know whether or not you like them. It's just the smart thing
really?
To do. I think so. Like, because
dating? Just one person?
Well, if you like them, if you're going on like a third date with somebody, I say you let that play out a little bit until you, like, I wouldn't be going on a fourth date with somebody and a sixth date with another and a seventh date with another. No way. If I get to the point where I've gone on three dates, I'm going to see where that goes.
I think for Big Ed, let's just keep it at, Big Ed, why don't you juggle two for now? Let's just see what you can do with two. And if you can handle that, then we'll talk about escalating that. But
I think that's a good rule.
Yeah. I would never listen to either one of you. All right. Speaking of reality TV, it is time for our weekly check-in with Married at First Sight. I love this show. Okay, so last week, Chris told his new wife, Paige, that his ex-fiance is pregnant. Yeah, with his baby. And then this week, it seems like he's just really coming out to be a real gem.
Like, you would potentially want to get back where?
That thought has crossed my mind.
To what level degree? Like, y'all been talking about it?
Conversations has arose about what parenting together looks like, including getting back together. Because I'm still over.
This is my question. Why are you on the show? Why are you on a show called Married at First Sight? Like, why is he doing this? I almost feel like he did this to make the fiance jealous. He seems like a game player because this is horrible. This poor young woman is caught up. He's already told her he's not attracted to her. She's not his normal type. I don't understand why she's still there. Unless this is a contract by the TV show that she has to stay in the marriage for a certain amount of time, which maybe it is. Why is she not gone? Leave.
There are plenty of women who will stay, and there are plenty of guys who will stay in really toxic relationships because the only thing scarier than being with somebody that you hate is like being alone.
Tell us about it, Hunter.
Oh my gosh, are you okay? Do you need a moment?
Oh, I'm fine.
I knew we were gonna get something out of him with this turtleneck today. I just knew you were gonna have a moment.
Getting emotional for me right now. This is a bottleneck effect of feelings.
I just have to say, you know, and I get it, sis. I've been in those situations. I'm in just such a good place of clarity, peace, and self-worth. I just couldn't imagine staying in a situation where someone clearly does not want
to
be.
But would you want to know? If that's a situation, would you want to know now? Or would you want him to drag it on?
No. I would want to know. I was in the situation where I was in a relationship. We had a break. During the break, he got somebody pregnant. We got back together, and he didn't tell me that when we got back together, like, hey, when we were in the break, the situation happened. He didn't tell me. So I get just coming out and just telling somebody, even though it's hard to do. I do agree with telling the truth, but you gotta go. Like, so you can't stay.
So you agree with me?
We all agree.
I just don't want to agree
with you. We all agree that the man in the clip did the right thing. So let's give it up
for him.
Good guy.
We're not clapping for this. All right, let's switch it up and get into the latest viral challenge. People are pouring wax all over their faces for smooth skin. Experts are obviously saying, don't do this. Oh my God, no! What? No. Oh, what about his eyebrows?
Oh, they put things for his eyes.
What the?
Ya to sigue. Sí.
Do not do this. That's not even the right kind of wax. Of course, when two men do this, of course, it's all janky. Look at this dumb. This is ridiculous. This is so bad for you. Do not do this.
Them people that's applying it don't look like they have degrees in this. I don't have friends that close.
This looks like their homie in the garage. Like, this does not look like.
I don't trust this. But I will say, you know, at a certain age, I'm not mad at women that wax the up here.
Y'all need to do your own waxing. Worry about your waxing. Y'all got to get clean up some areas too.
No, I'm just saying we're not gonna be talking about these men, but I talk to women that have the little, you know.
Some men like that.
It's three of them. And they're scattered amongst the earth. You'll never bring all of them together.
Listen, I keep it waxed up. I get it, but I'm just saying, I'm not mad. There are some people who like a little peach fuzz. All right, we gotta take a break, but coming up, if you give a stripper new shoes, does she have to pay you?
Yes.
So judgy is next.
Yes.
Welcome back. All right, so word on the street is there is no better jury than the three of us. So get your gavels. It is time for So Judgy. All right, so our first case is from a recent episode of Couples Court. So a guy pulled off a 5-month lie, hiding his mistress in plain sight. She lived under the same roof until his girlfriend finally caught on.
So I goes upstairs and I'm hearing all this, I opens the door and he's the cousin.
Okay.
Oh! I'm sorry, Your Honor. He's having sex with the cousin. He's all sweaty.
This is his cousin he's having sex with?
Or at least I thought was his cousin, only to find out that was one of his women.
Well, it's a...
Tom, how do you explain yourself?
Hunter?
The good news is it wasn't his cousin. That's a positive.
Is that a sign, though? Like, he's saying that... She said that the biggest sign was that he no longer wanted to sleep with her. Is that a sign? If you are in your moments where you guys may have been a little unfaithful, not sleeping with your partner, is that a big sign?
I have never been unfaithful, but I've also not wanted to have sex for plenty of reasons.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
What I had for dinner.
All right, on to our next case. Over on divorce court, Christy is ready to call off her engagement while her fiance Dean is desperately trying for a second chance, but his lame excuses are not helping.
He's always calling me names, Your Honor.
What names, Dean?
Oh, Latino French Montana or Section 8 Drake.
More importantly, Your Honor, I have text messages from this girl that I've known for a long time who Dean had cheated on me with.
So what I did was try to, behind the scenes, orchestrate some type of threesome. Feel like she
Are you out of your mind? Why would I ever do that?
Not Section 8 Drake.
I mean, good burn though, girl.
Those were great.
Is this the worst alibi ever? I mean, are we throwing the book at this guy?
Nah. He was trying to orchestrate a threesome.
Uh-huh.
He did it wrong.
Well, you should check in with your woman, right?
The man did have a plan. It just did not
bad
work.
Plan.
I don't think you always should check in with the other person because think about it, you're throwing a surprise party.
And he didn't call her names either.
He didn't call her names.
Are y'all done?
I think I'm complete.
Okay.
Yeah.
Finally, let's talk about our final case. To hell with those people. This is courtesy of Judge Mathis. A strip club customer tried to win over his favorite dancer by selling her high-end shoes at a discount, but things went downhill when she didn't pay him back, so he's suing for $2,500.
This is an actual picture of the shoe. So that there is actually like the Ferrari of the stripper shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Jay is known, first of all, in multiple of my clubs to A, be obsessed with me, B, to have a foot fetish. So it's not out of the ordinary for him to gift not just me, Your Honor, but many other dancers, shoes. My job is to make them feel like they're my friends and that they can come in and spend money. That's the whole objective. And
it's all about the money, right?
In my line of business,
what you think it's about?
Yeah, it's all about the money.
She's a stripper. That's literally.
Sir, hello? I mean.
He called that the Ferrari of stripper shoes?
I mean, I guess it is.
How fast
Look
that
at
should
that
go.
Thing.
That gotta go. They playing each. I mean, hey, you know
They're
what?
They're playing each other. This is the yeah. thing. If you know what you're being used for, you get something out of it. Otherwise, it's time to walk away. So him suing, he needs to take the L. Like, you knew what the game was.
Like, yeah. Never fall for the third song. You know, you know when you get a lap dance? Once again, from what I've heard, you know you get a lap dance because it's only supposed to be like two songs.
Okay.
And then if they dance like a third song, you think it's for you. So now that's how they get you.
Okay.
And then you go out start buying Ferrari stripper shoes.
Got it.
I think it's disgusting that you know this. But how short are those songs?
That's what I'm saying.
The whole song?
That, exactly.
You both really should hang out with each other. It really is the black and white version of each other.
Peas in a pod.
I really don't know where to go but out of here, you guys. We're out of time and we're out of cases and I'm out of patience. So we'll see you tomorrow night with an all-new Nightly Pop. Also, we'll have a very big announcement about Hunter that you do not want to miss. So make sure that you are staying in your DVR.
I want to know what it is.
Bye.